Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will be looking at the issue of homes fit for heroes after the Great War. We will be explaining why different governments tried to improve housing standards in Britain before going on to analyse the success of these actions. Before the Great War started, many people lived in extreme poverty. After helping Britain to victory, they did not want to simply return to these terrible lives. As such, steps were taken to try and improve things. Britain's wartime Prime Minister, David Lloyd George, promised the returning military men that they would come back to homes fit for heroes. This meant tackling many of the country's social problems. There was many reasons that promises were made to improve soldiers' lives, and those of other people too. Firstly, there was the need to thank the men and women at home and abroad that had helped the country to win the war. The war had also shown just how bad poverty was in Britain. Many men that had tried to volunteer or had been conscripted were not in fact healthy enough to fight, and there was a fear that without change it would lead to future military and economic problems in Britain. Politics played a role too. During and after the war, there was major strikes and protests about poor living and working conditions. The 1919 Battle of George Square saw workers fight with the police and soldiers, and there was a belief that if things did not change, this could lead to a violent revolution in Britain. This was a particular worry because there had already been such a revolution in Russia in 1917. The success of the New Labour Party also worried the Liberals. Traditionally, the Liberal Party gained most working class votes, but many of these people were now supporting Labour. The Liberals therefore had to act in order to keep the support of poorer people. In addition, before the war, the Liberals had already introduced many social reforms. These included free school meals, medical inspections, pensions and unemployment insurance. So therefore, after the war, the government's priority began to focus on housing. This meant building more homes, and also to improve existing houses to tackle problems such as overcrowding and poor sanitation. The government's first major action was the 1919 Addison Act. Before the war, most housing was built by private builders. The Addison Act meant that councils would now start building large numbers of new homes. The government said the Addison Act would lead to the building of around 500,000 more homes across Britain within 3 years. However, only 213,000 of these houses were actually built, less than half the target. An economic crisis in 1921 left the country facing major financial problems. The Liberal government then stopped the subsidies that were being used to build council houses, and this led to a slump in house building. In 1924, the first Labour government took office, and they then passed the Wheatley Housing Act. Labour took power after promising to improve working class lives, so the law aimed to build more houses, including indoor toilets, electricities and gardens. The Act meant that the UK government would pay subsidies to councils to cover part of the cost of house building. And by 1933, more than 500,000 homes had been built, although many people continued to live in slum housing.